This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 45 days ago. The name of the company is CMG Holdings Group, Inc. And I tell you what, they've been having consistent revenues growth in the past three quarters. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CMGO. And with us today is the chairman and CEO going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Glenn Lakin. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Before we get started, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a statement, if you would, of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
We are a holding company. We trade on the OTC. I have been associated with the company for, going on 10 years. I've been the chairman and CEO since 2014. We have one holding right now, XA, the experiential agency. We have had a few other companies along the way and spun them out, and we have one new major investment that we have just made within the last few months.
You know, I was reading about your technology. It's kind of impressive. MVU technology, magnet vacuum upgrading. That being said, CMGO has evolved to increase the quality and value of low-grade petroleum and the impact that could have on the market. Explain to us, what exactly does your flagship product do?
Well, it takes cheaper grade oil of different varieties, crude oil, and in addition to crude oil, heating oil, ship oil, and we remove the impurities from the oil with a magnetic vacuum upgrading technology that we have the patents on, and it's quite profitable. We are just about ready to go commercial with it, and we are extremely, extremely bullish.
You know, I'm not up on my wells that need this product. Are we talking about a boutique situation here, or are we talking about, you know, hundreds of millions or a $1 billion industry?
Oh, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. We expect to be a major disruptor in this industry. Once we get up and running, the scale of this is just incredible.
You have another subsidiary I want to talk about. Tell us about the whole own subsidiary, XA, the experiential agency, and the recent major events detailed in the news release I believe you put out on January 21st. What was that all about?
Well, we have a experiential agency that we started back in 2009, we do experiential advertising for a variety of customers, providing live experience for advertising purposes. And we just, I say just, in the last few months, landed a very, very large job for a Western European country that is going to be having a number of events taking place in the New York City area to draw New Yorkers and people from the East Coast to visit this country and to get some interest. We've got a number of special events set up for them in the New York area to create travel from the New York area to the country across the pond.
What's your thoughts about the disconnect with the Omicron and what else is going to come up in the next, 3 months to 6 months? Traveling has been really despaired, if you will, and people are not letting people come into some of their countries. You got to be, XYZ vaccinated. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we've seen where they're starting to back off on that. This project was supposed to go a bit earlier. It was pushed back about 30 days to fit into the new regulations that are in place. And the feeling is that by the time we start running these projects at the end of February into the middle of March, that we are going to have a slackening of the strict issues that were being enforced, and they feel that it will be all right, and we get some interest going, and they believe that the travel restrictions will not get in the way. These are smarter people than me, so I'm assuming they know what they're talking about. They're spending quite a bit of money to do this project.
Glenn, I want to switch gears. There's been a lot of talk on campus about you personally or the company buying shares on the open market. Can you give us some thoughts on that? What validity is true?
Well, I just announced recently that I had purchased 1.5 million shares in the company over a few month period. And we had set up a buyback for the company a couple of years ago. We bought back about 12 or 13 million shares at that point. We think that the stock is extremely undervalued. I certainly feel that way. As I said, I bought about almost 1,500,000 shares, slightly higher than where the stock is now. And my own belief is that when we get our oil business going and whatnot, these will have seemed like bargain basement prices.
And do you have any projections on revenues in 2022?
Well, I think that it's a little bit early. We need to get a look at when we get the oil business up and running. But from the experiential side, we expect to do somewhere between $2 and $4 million. Could be a bit greater, depending upon how Omicron goes, and we're thinking that we're going to see some easing, and we have a number of clients out there who have not done much recently, who are normally quite busy. We do business for Timberland, Baitwell, J. Crew, and a variety of other fairly large companies in the States. We're speaking to them about doing installations for the spring and summer. And if that comes to pass, we expect a pretty strong showing from XA. The oil business, we're hoping to get up and running commercially somewhere by around the beginning of April. And with that, the numbers should be very, very good, but I'm going to hold off on making any projections on that right now.
Got it. Before I let you go, Glenn, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that they need to take a look at what we've put out on the oil business. I believe that being that it is a new technology and not been seen before, it's a little difficult for people to visualize the numbers that we have put out on the original PR, but they're real. And I think that with a market cap that we have currently, which is in the $3.5 million area will look like a joke 6 months from now. And you have to be a little bit forward, you know, forward thinking and forward looking. And I think that for a stock trading under a penny, the value here is unbelievable.
Well, hopefully from your lips to God's ears. My guest today is Glenn Lakin. He is the chairman, CEO, CFO of CMG Holdings. They came on our radar about 45 days ago. I brought you a lot of companies. My personal opinion, I agree with Glenn. I think they're very undervalued, but that's my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. Everyone should do their own due diligence. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CMGO. Glenn, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular, come back every 45, 50 days, and give us an update.
Thank you very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.